I got quick.
All right, good to have you back as we continue the conversation. My next guest, Talal Badra, is the owner of Community Construction, operating in and around the capital city area here in Michigan. Talal, welcome back to the program.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. We talk about a lot of challenges in the construction industry. It's hard to find people. It's hard for you to find people to work for you. You're just troublesome out there. Bidenomics must be one of your favorite terms. I know it's mine. When it comes to having a small business, their idea of a small business is make it smaller whenever possible, I think, is the goal here. But let's talk about a couple of things you got going on here. Mandatory, I just talked to a friend of mine. He built a building, and it's probably 6,000 square feet. And he was required to put in this sprinkler system that was wildly expensive because of local ordinances there, even though the building is nothing more than a place to store gear. I won't get into what he's storing, but gear. It's not a place that's occupied or used by people to any extent significant, and it's got doors everywhere. And they forced him to put in a sprinkler system. And you just told me in the break they're bringing that kind of overreach to single-family homes now. Tell me.
Oh, absolutely. It's one of the proposals for code changes. You know, there's upgrades to the code, residential builder code, every few years. And one proposal to make mandatory this year is to every new home build should have a sprinkler system installed in it, meaning that every room in your house should have a sprinkler head sitting at the top to shower your home and up. A very rare case that the house is going to go up in flames.
So here's the thing. I happened to be on Zillow earlier today looking for a couple of different things. I was stunned that even in the last year, the price of houses has continued to go up and up and up. It's just remarkable to me. And in a place where people have interest rates of, 6-7% now? It's come down a little bit, so we're at 6-7% mortgage rates. The housing market's tight. And they want to add more expense to people that can't even afford a house now. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, and there's and that's just a proposal that's not law yet. I don't think.
Right, but my point being is they're always looking for new regulations, new hurdles, new government intervention, new government overreach. And it's like, are you completely tone deaf? Do you realize people can't afford houses now? And you want to raise the cost?
That's true, and there are a few code changes that are going to come that will raise the price of home construction. One of them, one of the things that they're trying to do is make it so you have what's R60 insulation in your attic, which is an insane amount. That's 20 inches of insulation on top in your attic. So imagine when you open up that attic door, there's almost 2 foot of insulation sitting on top of it. And how is anybody supposed to get in your attic, like an electrician or HVAC tech?
Or anybody.
Anybody, or yourself.
Yeah, or me looking for the Christmas tree. I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But again, 20 inches of insulation, that also jacks up the price, right?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, after about a foot of insulation, you know, the return on investment for all of that, any additional insulation is very minute. You know, you get the economies of scale, it starts to diminish.
In fact, it's called the law of diminishing returns. I mean, that's what it's called, right? I mean, that's what basic economics, first week of economics, the law of diminishing returns. The more money you expend, doesn't mean you get that same dollar-for-dollar return. It comes to 50 cents, 10 cents, 1 cent, whatever. And laws like this make no sense to me, Talal.
Absolutely. There is one that I kind of like myself because it's a quality issue. They are mandating, and this will most likely make it that all new homes have to be built with 2x6 framing. Currently, you can build a house with 2x4s, which... You know, that's very weak, susceptible to damage and collapse. You know, it's like building a treehouse or a fort, not a home. So that's a pretty decent change, but they're not doing it to increase the quality. They want to have this change so they can stuff more insulation into the sidewall of the homes.
So again, 2x6 construction, again, taking the, and which, by the way, it'll all be regulated by the inspectors. The inspectors will say, oh, that doesn't pass inspection. You got to put in 2x6s. Then you've got more insulation. So 20 inches in the attic, 6 inches in the wall. What kind of expense are we talking here? If it's a 2,500 square foot house, for example, what kind of expense?
Oh, you're looking at about $10,000 additional.
Just for the insulation?
Yeah.
And then how much more for the 2x6s over 2x4s? Is there an expense there? Is that pretty much a wash?
And then, to mention the 2x6s over 2x4, depending on size of home, absolutely. It's going to be thousands more.
Thousands. We've got sprinkler systems, insulation. Let me see. I'm just going to run the bill here. $10,000, $20,000 for a sprinkler. We're just going to say $10,000. There's plus $40,000 of a new home right there. And then you tack on inflation and everything else. People are just getting clubbed like a baby seal here, Talal.
It's true. And guess what? You're not allowed to put sprinkler system in your lawn to water your grass because you'll be wasting water.
That's beautiful. All right, how do people find you? If they're in the greater Lansing area, they need something done to their house, something built, how do they find you?
www.comconstruct.com. That's C-O-M-M, construct.com.
Comconstruct.com, check it out. I'll always appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
In the building, it just more regulation, more roadblocks, and a lot more expense. That's the problem. All this money, just money, 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 money. Makes no sense to me. Not at all. Still to come, Representative Jay DeBoyer from Michigan 63rd District will be here. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Good to see you today. Find out more at stevegruber.com and send me your emails. Love to see them.